Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 After. Thank you very much for joining us, for hanging around with us this morning. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. And my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get a chance. Ivan Meisner is our guest and our good friend. Ivan is the founder and president of Business Network International, BNI. He's the author of a number of books. I can barely see over all these books here, folks. He's written so many, including the Masters of Networking and a brand new book that he's got out right now that I want to tell you about. It's called It's in the Cards, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Ivan, welcome back.
Thanks. It's always great to be on the show.
It's good to have you back, Ivan. Congratulations, by the way, on the new book. And by the way, we've got an advanced look here, haven't we, today?
Yeah, you do. This book won't be released probably for about another month, around the 1st of July or so.
So we're launching it on the Small Business Advocate Show this morning. It's called It's in the Cards, and it's all about the history and the development and the deployment of your business card.
That's right. That's right. We even have a little history. I never thought I'd do a history book. It's not
well,
a history book.
Well, that's pretty fascinating.
We do open up with a little bit of the history of business cards.
Pretty fascinating. Tell us about it. How did it get started?
Well, business cards actually are the outgrowth. Its origins are really 17th century, maybe even late 16th century. Depending on who you talk to, possibly even a little earlier with the Chinese, but most people believe that around the 16th, 17th century, business cards started being used, and mostly as a social calling card invented by most likely the French, and as a way of letting their other aristocrat neighbors know that that they're visiting, and they would basically have a calling card identifying who they were and what their bloodline was, basically, and if when they went to a home, if no one was home, they would leave their calling card. And that's sort of the way people let each other know that they had visited one another's chateaus.
Well, yeah, and the thing is, as I remember watching some of the old movies, what would happen would be the guests would show up at the soiree, and the guests would toss a card on a little silver plate that the butler would have. And the butler would turn around and read the name of the guest out to the gathering.
Yeah, that's basically it. They'd either.
And that's what happens. That's what happens whenever I go anywhere today, isn't it?
Isn't that
when you show up, Ivan? Don't they just have your card on a little silver platter and they say, Ivan Meisner's here.
That's right. As I go to mansion to mansion, that's
yes.
What I do. Is I hand my cards and the butler leaves them in a tray. But that's really kind of what they used to do, and then tradesmen had very crude, not quite the same type of business card that we had as early as the 18th century, where they were explaining one another's trades. Of course, weren't too many phone numbers on back then, but they would at least explain what it was that they did in their business. The business card, as we see it today, really started to develop in the 18th century And then particularly in the 19th century with phone numbers. I mean, phone calls or telephone numbers are what really helped the business card develop.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been interesting to me how they've evolved just in my career, Ivan, because, I remember when I got my first business card. I was 18 years old. I was selling furniture. I was so proud of it. And I thought I was somebody.
Yep.
And I thought when I gave that business card out, I said, you know what, people will want to own this. You know what I mean? I thought I've got a business card. I mean, I didn't even know anybody else who had a business card, and so I gave this card out, and I thought, You know, I could just imagine people sharing it with others, you know.
Yeah, well, you know,
until let me tell you, I you always get your comeuppance, right?
Yeah.
Not too many days after I started giving my business card out, I walked out in the parking lot, and there were four or five of them laying in a mud puddle. and guess what? Talk about your scales falling like rain.
Yeah.
I was pretty downtrodden after that. But that was a good lesson for me.
But you know, it really is funny that our business cards, many people they really do feel something of an attachment to those. I mean, it's exciting certainly getting your first business card. And, you know, I was so pleased to have my first business card. I stuck it aside. And ever since, when I was probably 18, I got my first one. I have one copy of every business card I've ever had.
I think I've got pretty much that same collection. Yeah. Stand by. Quick break, folks. Right back after these messages. We've got a lot more to come. We're going to talk about how to use your business card. But first, we're going to talk about how to create it. 20 tips. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Ivan Meisner. We're back at 17 till. Ivan Meisner is our guest, and we're talking about business cards. He's got a brand new book out. Folks, this book is beautiful. It's called It's In the Cards, and it's on really nice paper. It's four color. If you'd like to get some outstanding ideas about why you should have a card and the concept of creating a business card, and you'd like to see some examples of what some other people have done with their card. Sadly, my card is not in here anywhere. I don't know why, how that could have slipped through the cracks, but I guess not.
That was a huge mistake.
I can't believe it. I'm really disappointed that you didn't get mine in here, Marvin. But other than that lapse of judgment, this is an outstanding book, folks, and it really is, Ivan. You guys have done a good job. I have at least one other book on cards, but nothing of the quality of this one, and so congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. We were going to just do the regular black and white, and we wanted to do something different. So it was actually our intention originally to put in a section of the book that was full color, and we used a scanning device, card scan. I don't know if you've ever used that. Great device, because we had 2,000 cards to work from.
Right.
And so as sort of to organize all of these, we used CardScan, which I think is manufactured by Corex, and they did. It was a great product to organize everything, but we were able to look at everything in color. We thought, wow, you know, we really should try to produce this book in full color, because the impact is just so much better with some of these cards, because they're so creative. And so that's what we did. We ended up producing the entire book in full color, which wasn't our original plan, but it just was obvious that's the direction
we
had to go.
Does that mean that it's obvious that our cards should be in color?
Well, I think it depends. I mean, that's a great question. There are different uses for the cards and different needs for the cards. And when you start talking about, we broke business cards down into 9 different categories. And the first couple of categories, the answer to the question would be, no. If you feel you need a basic card or a classic card, the answer is no. And there are some professions that you can't. You're not allowed to. I mean,
Like attorneys, an attorney or something like that.
That's right. Attorneys in some.
Or a doctor.
That's correct. The Bar Association requires that business cards look and feel a certain way, and it has to have a certain design. So you can't slap your photograph on it, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So it really depends on the profession you're in, but having said that, the answer would be yes. For most professions, it's probably a good idea to have something that's colorful, something that really jumps out, because there are so many business cards today. You want to jump out from the pack.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some unbelievably creative and unbelievably colorful business cards. But there's some creative ones, like towards the back of the book, we have some of the really, we call it outside the box cards.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, one of the business cards is literally a box. I mean, it folds up into a really small, you know, just a fraction of an inch thick box, and it's for a company that's a creative graphics company, so that, you know, they kind of show the kinds of things that they can do.
But it should, sometimes getting a little cute with it, isn't that kind of doesn't that sort of defeat the purpose? I know it makes you memorable, but I know I have a friend who his business cards and all of his employees are probably about 25% bigger than any of the other cards that you get.
Yeah, yeah. And that's a danger, that. Actually, making your card too big.
Yeah.
Because the whole idea is for other people to carry your business cards around with them.
Yes.
And as you know, and you've mentioned many times, I run an organization called BNI, and in BNI, we literally give all of our members a card file, and we ask them to carry the other members' business cards with them.
Mm-hmm.
So if it is too big, it is hard to carry. That's very true. It's why, in some cases, it's good to sort of have a backup card. For example, one of the cards that we show in there is tailor-made chocolates, and their card is literally chocolate.
Oh.
A little plastic case. The business
card. I think that's a great idea. Send me one of those.
It is a great idea, but what makes it really good is that many times, and I've seen this done by several companies, a business card will be underneath the chocolate or on the back side of the plastic so that somebody could keep the card as well mm-hmm. as the chocolate card.
Well, the thing is the business card has really, today it has a number of functions, doesn't it? It's not just about delivering your phone number and your address. It's also about making an impact, isn't it?
It's about making a big impact, yeah. And it's also about sometimes defining who you are and what you do. It provides an identity. It sometimes provides credibility by showing titles or showing memberships and affiliations or honors and awards. It does help to some extent to establish the credibility side of the visibility, credibility, and profitability approach to building your networks within your profession.
Well, the other thing is it's a worker bee that you leave behind. It's like a brochure, it's like a proposal, and so it's something I learned a long time ago. The more impressive and the more of them these worker bees that you can leave behind, the more likely you are to stay up on the radar screen, aren't you?
That's right. That's right. And that's why it's real important to be handing out your cards whenever you have the opportunity. And particularly, you want your business cards to go in the hands of the people who know you well, so that they hand them out to other people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the real beauty, I think, of the process, is you make sure the people who are likely to refer you always have plenty of your business cards. Because when I give a referral out, it is so much more powerful to give out the referral, to say, hey, I know somebody, here's their card.
Absolutely.
Give a number.
Yeah, absolutely. When we come back, I've got a couple more questions that I want to ask Ivan about this, especially about the idea of using both sides of a business card. And also, when we come back, we're going to get Ivan to tell us a little bit about BNI. That's coming up right after these messages. It's 10 Till. Stay with us. We're back at 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate. Ivan Meisner is our guest. He's the author of the new book, actually just not even quite out yet, but you can pre-order one, right, Ivan?
Yes, you can get advanced copies by going to BNI.com and order the book there. It'll be released early July.
It's in the cards is the title. It's in the cards, getting the biggest impact from your smallest ad. And speaking of BNI.com, Ivan, go ahead and tell us about BNI.
Well, BNI is a business and professional networking organization which allows one person per profession to join one of our chapters. So we have one lawyer, one CPA, one banker. We now have, Jim, get ready for this, 2,800 chapters in 14 countries. We just opened our 14th country a couple of weeks ago.
Congratulations. And, folks, when Ivan first started on the show, we only had like 4 or 5 chapters in one country. And look at what we've done for you, Ivan, over the last 5 years.
That's right. It's all the show.
Well, and folks, I really encourage you to find out more about BNI. You know, I run into people all the time when I travel around the country, and more, Ivan, seriously, more and more people mention BNI to me. I mean, it's come up recently a couple of different times when I've been traveling around. And how it comes up is when I'm talking to somebody and I say something about, for example, the other day I had my Rotary pin on, I was in Virginia, and I had my Rotary pin on, and somebody said, oh, you're a Rotarian. I said, yeah. I said, are you a member of any civic groups? And he says, well, I'm not like Rotary, but he says, I'm a member of BNI.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
that's
and that's happened more than once. And so, so folks, it's a pretty good-sized organization, as you know. I'm sure those members who travel seek out members organizations in other countries, too, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. Whenever we have members travel around, not only around the United States, but around the world, they'll go visit chapters in other countries. And what's really exciting about it is seeing the meetings and the program run almost identically to the way it's run everywhere.
Yeah. It's all about community, isn't it?
It's about community. It's about relationship building. It's about building trust. I mean, that's what word of mouth is all about. And if you don't build that trust and those relationships, it doesn't matter what country you're in, you're not going to pass referrals.
And, folks, that's the case whether you're in a BNI meeting or not. It's one of the reasons why I like talking to Ivan and telling you about his organization, because the things that they do not only are good when you're in the meetings, but these are good tenets to practice all the time. Ivan, and by the way, folks, you can go at BNI.com. You can find out if and where there is a chapter near you. Ivan, let's get back to the business cards. What do you think about using both sides of the business card?
Well, I like using both sides of the business cards in some ways. There's maybe one challenge to it, because one of the things that I recommend is that you, when you get a business card, you jot down a couple of notes about the person on the back side of the card. So a double-sided business card doesn't allow you to do that. Having said that, however, I like double-sided business cards. I think they can really help deliver a multiple message. I've seen a number of people that have double-sided business cards, and they may be running two related professions, and they'll put one profession on one side and the other profession on the front side.
Right. You know, another thing that happens, and I don't know whether you've done this or not, but I used to do it back in the 80s when I was traveling to the Middle East, mm-hmm. doing some work over there. I put my message on one side in English and on the other side in Arabic.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You are so correct. And there are a number of examples in the book of people, particularly I think we have a Chinese example or two, mm-hmm. of English on one side, Chinese on the other, because they're dealing in multiple cultures, mm-hmm. in multiple languages, and that is obviously a very smart move. The other one that I really like to see is there's at least one example of a card that has all of the business basics on one side, and then on the flip side, it talks about their mission and their vision as an organization, which really helps to establish the type of company that it is.
Well, one of the reasons I like to see that I think it's a good idea to use both sides is because a lot of times people try to put too much on the main side.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Now, another great example is a company in the U.S., which I should mention, there are actually 14 countries represented in this book, a lot of different countries represented in the book. In one of the U.S. cards has all of the basic information on the front, and then a map, directions on how to get to their location on the back, which I think is a great idea.
That is a good idea. Yeah, absolutely. Ivan, it's been a lot of fun. Thank you for helping us to understand the importance of a business card. Folks, you can learn more about this by ordering the book. It's called It's in the Cards. It'll be available wherever books are sold, but you can find it now at BNI.com. Thanks, Ivan.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time.
Okay.
Ivan Meisner, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.